Okay, so there is a lot going on in the Sugya of the Shem RL, and we'll do as much as we can in about an hour. The main question that we're going to focus on is, what is the relationship between the psul of L'shem RL, and the Mishnah says that if you shecht having a relim in mind, that the carbon pesach is possible, what is the relationship between that and the other psulim in the Mishnah, especially there's a lot we're not going to cover. We're not going to really get into the question of the relationship between RL and Tameh, although that's a very, very important issue. Well, let's focus primarily on the question of L'shem RL, is this an independent psul, or is this a subcategory of Shalola Ochlav, because this is the real main issue that's dividing the Rishonim, which we'll explore. The secondary question in the sugya, which is very related, or seems very related, is which avodos does this psul apply to? Does it only apply to shechita, or does it apply to the other avodos as well? Right. And the more we think of L'shem RL as a separate psul, so the more flexibility we should have for it to apply to different avodos, the more we think of it as a subordinate psul, so then the more it should just have to be the same as Shalola Ochlav, which until now we have been assuming is only relevant to Shechita, right? Exactly. So before getting into the Gemaras or the Rishonim, just want to take a 50,000-foot view and sketch out why, you know, if we know the Pesukim about Karban Pesach, so going into this Sugya, we would want to look and see if there is something fundamental, something unique about the psul of L'shem RL in Karban Pesach. We'll see many, if not most, of the Rishonim do not go in that direction. But there are very strong reasons to think that they should. That should, because we've talked about this earlier, but that the relationship between the whole world of Mila and the world of Karban Pesach is one which comes up again and again and again. Right? The psukim, those few psukim in the end of Perakid Beis in Parshas Bo, which read a couple of weeks, three different times tell us about prohibitions related to RL and Karban Pesach, right? First, the Torah tells us that kol avid ish miknas kasef umalto so as yochal bo, and then we're told that when we have Ger, who's joining the Kehila, we saw that early in the year, right? Rashi quotes the Medrash Halacha in two different places, Havamina, that any time a Ger would convert, he would bring a carbon pesach as his carbon ager. So that's rejected. But the Torah says over there that when a ger converts, so right, anybody in his household, so he molo kol zachar va'az yakrav laso. So it's only after all the males in the household have a bris milah that that you can bring the carbon pesach. And it's interesting, the Torah uses the lashon of yikrav laso. So right, he's coming closer. Not that he's bringing the carbon pesach, but he is coming closer to offer the carbon pesach. And then the third time, Torah tells us, kol arel lo yochal bo. So we have three different, right, and there's redundancy here. Now, there are three different psukim right there which are emphasizing that if you have any arel, you can't have any carbon pesach. The truth is, this idea, and we don't have this by any other carbon, that if there's an arel in the household, you can't bring the carbon pesach. So that sounds an awful lot like chametz, doesn't it? I mean, we're going to talk, you know, we'll get to the next sugya on Samach Gimel, you know, lo sesh chametz al dam zivchi, that you can't have chametz when you bring the carbon pesach. So obviously, you know, we can understand why chametz is antithetical to the whole world of pesach and the carbon pesach, but it sounds like the Torah is telling us that Arel is in exactly the same boat. Ibn Ezra, right there on the psukim, points out, he says, you know, I went through all of the chiyuve kares, and I never found any mitzvah saseh that has kares except for bris milah and carbon pesach. Right? And we've talked earlier about why this makes so much sense, the whole idea of the carbon pesach as the carbon of krisas bris and the real establishing of the relationship between the Baruch Shalom and Klal Yisrael. Right, we had that with Avraham Avinu in Brachos. We have that with Klal Yisrael now in Shmos. The Mechilta, which says b'damai chayi, right, that it was through the zchus of the dam mila and the dam pesach. Rosenzweig likes to quote a Targum Yonasan. It's right there in the Pesach. I think it's a Pesach Yudalid. Targum Yonasan says that they actually mixed the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila together on the Mashkov. And there's more if you want to really go in a Tanakh direction. But you know, just to a couple things to throw, but just one thing to throw out there for this week's parsha is if you take a look, the Dat Mikra Chumash actually has a really interesting little essay on the story this week with Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole Chasan Damim Bris Mila Tzipora story, developing some of the relationships there between Yaakov Avinu as he enters the realm of Esav and Moshe Rabbeinu as he enters the realm of Mitzrayim, and seeing parallels between Moshe Rabbeinu entering Mitzrayim and having to have the mitzvah of Mila, Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, having to have the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There's a lot more to say, right? But from the dinim, from the psukim, we would really want to be on the lookout for there being some unique, more fundamental psul of l'shem mara, that it's not just folded into some larger category, but that there's something particularly unacceptable about having l'shem arel in the karban pasach. Right? That's what, just going into the Gemara, we would want to be on the lookout for having that if we've already seen the Torah Shebichtav and now we're coming to the Torah Shebaalpeh. Now, we open the Gemara. We see the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista about Shachtu Lemulin Almanas She Yiskapru Bo Arelim, where Rabba says it's kosher and Rav Chista says it's pasul, and then Rav Ashi seems to throw a monkey wrench into the whole Gemara at the bottom of the Yamid and says that they're really arguing about Hoil. But as we look at the Rishonim, so right away, Tosfos, and we'll go through the Rishonim one by one to really just see how they flesh out the whole sugya. But there is a basic camp of the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, the Tosfos Rid, the Rabbeinu Hananel, who all say do not go in that direction. Machshava L'Shem Arel is subordinate under Shelo Le'ochlav. There's no new psul here at all. The lines of the Gemara, which seem to go against that, we'll have to explain. But they say, no, this is just Shelo L'Shem Ochlav. And the basic svara does make a lot of sense. We do know that an orel is not allowed to eat. Obviously, you can't eat from the carbon pasach. Torah said, kol orel lo yochabo. Orel is not allowed to eat from kudshim in general. We saw the Gemara in Yevamos, right? So Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, who argue whether this is tosha v'sachir, is this a gzera shava from carbon pasach, or is this Rabbi Akiva himself, Rabbi Akiva, who says, right, who has a Hekashtin Aral and Tameh from Ish Ish. The Rambam seems to quote both of them at different points, and it's very difficult to pin down what exactly the Rambam thinks. But there's an Isser Klali for an Aral to eat Kachim. There's an Isser Prati for an Aral to eat Karban Pasach, and we'll come back to that at the end of the Chabura, those two points. But there's no question, an Aral cannot eat Karban Pasach. So I have a Psul that which we had right from the last week's sugya, that you're not allowed, that there's a psul of shalosh shem ochlav, right? What was the line again? What was the pasuk? Ish lefiyachlo, right? Ish lefiyachlo, right? So the Gemara went on record as telling us ish lefiyachlo, and the hekesh between menuya, right, exactly of michsas and ochlim. So great. So that's the same story with the psul of ara, right? They're not allowed to eat, so that piece does make sense. And the Gemara did not seem to be particularly bothered where was the makor for the psul of the Shema Reilim. Gemara, coming right out of the Mishnah, said, Menalan, there's a psul of Shalolim Nuyah. Menalan, there's a psul of Shalola Ochlav. And the Gemara gave the psukim. The Gemara never asked Menalan of L'shem Arelim. We just take it for granted. So if the Makor is, right, which is exactly what the Re said, the Ramaska La'ochlav, that it's just coming from that pasuk of Ish Lefiyachlo on Samach Aleph from an Aleph, then there's no it's totally clear why the Gemara on Samach Aleph Mabez never calls a timeout and says Minalan for the psul of L'shem Arel, right? That's exactly what the Re says. Right? The Re also thinks that, hey, right, to bolster this point is that the Mishnah did tell us that Shachat L'shem Ochlav is Shalola Ochlav. Shachat L'shem Menuyav is Shalolim Nuyav is Kasher. That is different from Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. If I say I'm going to shech this as a carbon chatas and a carbon ola, we say that that's possible. So how do we know that that's not the case for Menuy of an Oklav? So the Rebbe says, no problem. We take the drasha from Samach Aleph Mebeis, where the Gemara darshans this out for Arelim, from the combination of Kol Arlo Yochobo and Zos Chukas HaPesach, and we'll copy over from Arelim to Shalola Ochlav. So everything is going in both directions. The psul itself is going from Shalola Ochlav to Arelim. Same thing. Once the same thing, then we can also go in the opposite direction. It's like the Chicago River. I can go in both directions. We're going to go from Shalola Arelim to Shalola Ochlav in terms of combining the machshavos. Now, once the Re says that, so now, of course, he's going to have to explain what is going on with the Gemara on Samach Aleph Mebeis, which starts off with Shachtu Lemulin Al Menashe Skaprupu Arelim. Rav Chista and Rabba have this machlokas. If we think that Lashem Arelim is exactly the same as Shalola Ochlav, so now you need to plug that original Hanacha that the Re had before we got to this Gemara, and see how does it play out. And it's going to make the Re do a couple of important things for us to be aware. Right, number one. So when the Gemara says, Shachtu Lemulin Al Menashe Skapru Arelim, so the Re says, right, first thing out of the gate, and the next to us is Maskal Shachtu. So what does he say? He says, it's not only Machlokes about Mulin and Arelim, it's also a Machlokes about Ochlav and Shalola Ochlav, because you can, it's the exact same thing, right? You see Arelim, you can plug in Shalola Ochlav. Whenever you see one, you can plug in the other. So when Rav Chista says that Shachat Lemulin Al Menashe Skaprubu Arelim is possible, we're going to have to say Hu Adinami, if you were Shochi Leochlav Al Menas Leskaper Le Shelo Leochlav. Now, once the Re says that, so that's where hold on one second, right? So what exactly is this machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba, right? We said that the other, you know, big question in the sugya, besides the nature of psul arel, is what are the avodos that this applies to? So how you hold in the first question is going to affect how you hold in the second question, because once the Re tells me that l'shem arel is the exact same as Shalo Le'ochlav, so then what does he have to say about the scope of the Machlokas Rabban Rav Chista? It is only Shachat Al Menas Lizrok. It is not a Machlokas about Zrika Atzma. Why? Because we know half the Gemara is in Shas, including one in our Gemara, tells us Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bezrika. So if Ochlim equals Arelim, and I know that Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bezrika, so then I also know that Ein Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. So it must be that the Machlokas here is only Shachat Al Menas Lizrok. And even though the Gemara in the beginning of the Amud said that they argue whether Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika or Ein Machsheves Arelim Bezrika, it doesn't literally mean B'Sha'as Rika. It just means when you are Shachting Al Menas Lizrok, right? That's what the Re says. And that's what it seems like you must say if you are going to learn the Gemara this way. Now, it does happen to be, right, 100% we're big fans of intellectual honesty in Dwight Torah Museum College Chicago and in Talmud Torah in general. Rabbeinu Chananel, I have no clue how to explain Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel is very, very clear that he learns just like the Re. L'shem Arelim is a problem of Shalo Le'ochlav. When he introduces the Gemara, he says, Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Yesh Machsheves, Ochlim Bezrika, right? And then he continues. He makes this absolutely crystal clear. And he says, and Rechanan does this often, by the way, right? As you go through his parish, you'll see, he'll give you a chunk of the Bavli, and then often he'll tell you what the maskana of the Yerushalmi is, if there's a parallel Yerushalmi to this topic. And Rabbi Rechanan says, hey, you should know that this Machlokes, Rabba and Rav Chista, gets weighed in on in the Yerushalmi. How so? Because he says Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shachtu Le'ochlav V'zarak Dama, Shalo Le'ochlav Kasher. So, right, Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, Shacha Le'ochlav Almanas Lizrok Damo Shalo Le'ochlav, it's Kasher. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that it seems to say, that is the view of Rabba. So Rabbi Hananel says that Ochlim and Arelim, it's the exact same sugya, and yet towards the bottom of the Yamid, Rabbi Hananel also says very, very clear. Even up here, Rabbi Hananel says very clearly that the machshava is happening b'sha'as zrika.
Why is that wrong?
Because there is no machshavas ochlim b'sha'as zrika, which Rabbi Hananel himself says also here in Yamid. So Rabbi Hananel says that there is machshavas arelim b'zrika. According to Rav Chisda. No, Arelim.
Oh.
You're right as well. It's even worse.
Yeah,
you're sure. You're absolutely correct. He even says it. You're correct. He says, right? He says, Bizrika. Right? Kolomar, Be'inan Shachishe Bizrika La'ochlav. Right. He even says it about Ochlim. Right? And that's just Shalokadin, as Rav Chananel himself says, because he quotes the Gemara at the bottom of the Yamid. So, somehow, some way, he does not connect these two, but it's very, very, very difficult to see how will the Ri, and we'll see the Tosas Rid as well, say no. Once we equate Arelim with Ochlim, so you are forced to say that when Rav Chisda had his Psul, he only had it for Shachat Al Menas Lizruk. Now that's against the Pashtas of the Gemara. The Gemara did say Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bizrika, and Rabbeinu Hananel is just going with the pashtas of the Gemara here, but you put the pieces together, and I don't know if there's a Girsa issue, I don't know what's going on. We tried finding the footnoted Rabbeinu Hananel, but we couldn't get it on Psachim.
It's internally inconsistent.
Even setting aside Arelim for one second, just the question of Ochlim is literally a stira. He says, for Rav Chisda, If you do the zrika l'shem shalo l'ochlav, it's pasul.
Right.
And then towards the bottom, that's not true.
The Gemara
takes for granted in machsheves ochlim bezrika, and Rabbi Hananel towards the bottom says. He's explaining why according to Rabba we're more makil for shachat almanas lizrok than for shachat itself, and he says my kula bizrika ledechuya de'in machsheves ochlim posla bizrika ki de'amran. That is in the Ozah Hadars. It is right before. It's in the Dibur Hamaskel v'chitema towards the bottom.
The line of the Gemara
Yimachshav
Ochlim Bezrika
was Rav. No, it's technically yes, but it's a hanacha.
The Gemara makes
that as a hanacha, right? The Ri points out the Gemara in Zvachim quoted that as a hanacha also when darshaning the scope of the psul of Shalol Lishma. That's not Rabba's shita. It's very hard to say it's Rabba's shita. It sounds like it's just a hanacha we bring to the table. Everybody knows Ein Machshavas Ochlim Bezrika. And Rabbi Hananel says "kid to Amran," which really makes you wonder if there's some girsa issue, because what he said earlier was just against this. So it's a big, big problem. I have no idea what the answer is, but let's just go weiter for now. The bottom line is that the Ri, right? Exactly the point the Ri makes is that you can't put these two together. So if we're going to assume that Arelim equals Ochlim, the Pashtus is that we must say that the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda is only Shachat almanas lizra. Yeah, it's a sti- yeah. It's mamish. It's
he himself
a.
Says that they're equated.
It's literally
equated,
right.
But he says there's no Ochlim.
Right. It's a kasha on his lumdus about Arelim and Ochlim, and it's literally a stira, as you pointed out, because it's very good ara, right? That he literally said Yesh Hashavas Ochlim Bezrika according to Yesh Hashavas Ochlim Bezrika according to Rav Chisda. It's a big. It's a huge.
What's
Kedah Amram? It's a great question. Exactly, Kida Amran Leil. You said the opposite. What do you mean? So you have to wonder if that line like flags you that there's some girsa thing going on. You know, and Rabbeinu Hananel la girsa sometimes can be lost. I don't know. We didn't even see anybody like Rabbi Meir on this. I should check the Masifta maybe, but I doubt they would. Like, okay, they'll take a look after the Chabur if he quotes anybody. Beseder. So that's, right, again, the basic point of the Ri is that our Reilim equals Ochlim. Therefore, you have to say that the Machlokas is only in Shachat Almanas Lizra. Now, that also means that the Ri is going to have to make one other Ha'ara. One of the nice things about this Sugi, by the way, is that we're going to see, it's really going to put together some of the building blocks that we've put in from the previous sugyas so far. Right? We talked about machashvin me avoda le avoda, when you have a machshava in one avoda going on a future avoda. And we saw this basic machlokes in the Rishonim, whether the problem is in the original machshava or whether it is on the future machshava. And both the Rechaim and the Mikdash David point out that the Ri has to make the Hanacha that the Psul is in the first Avoda. Because otherwise, how could it be that Shachat Al-Menas Lizrok is Pasul, but Zrika itself is Kasher? You can only say that if you think that this is a problem in the Shechita, not if you think that this is a problem in the Zrika. And in fact, the Tosfos Rid is great in the Sugya, because really all of the Hanachos in the Ri are beferish in the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says black on white, and he learns just like the Ri, says black on white that when you shecht almanas lizrok, you have created a problem in the Shechita. Okay? I think it was the Mikdash David who just has a nice little ha'ara that this is why the Tosis on the top of Samach Aleph Mabez, Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, has to like go out of his way to explain to you what is the difference between Shachat Al-Menas Lizrok, right? Shachat Le-Mulim Al-Menas Lizrok Le-Arelim versus Shachat Le-Mulim Ul-Arelim. Shachat Le-Mulim Ul-Arelim, the Mishnah told us, is Kasher. So what's the difference between that and Shachat Al-Menas Lizrok? So Mikdash David just points out, once you really think that Machash Me'avoda L'Voda creates a psul in the first Avoda, well, if we would really take that super literally, you would have to wonder, is there a difference between Shachat Al-Menas Lizrok and Shachat Le'Mulim Ularelim? Because you're putting it all together in the Shechita. So I think the Mikdash David made that Ha'ara, that it is this Hanacha of the Ri, that Machash Me'avoda L'Voda is a problem in the first Avoda, which makes him go out of his way and say, you know, Adoni Yakar, Lola Hagzim, don't go too far. We got to have some Israeli inputs over here. Don't go too far. It still is not mamish the same as Shachat for Mulim and for Aril. Now, talk about the Tosfos Rid for 1 second, and then we'll talk about some of the problems with this whole approach. But the Tosfos Rid, and I think this might be what's driving both him and the Ri and the whole sugya. Tosfos Rid starts off and he says, you're going to have a Havamina, and it's a bad Havamina. He says, you're going to think that there is a, it's amazing he says this, you're going to think that there is a connection between the Isser for an Arel to eat Karban Pasach and the Psul Machshava if you have an Arel in mind. He says, you're going to think that there is some relationship between those two. He says, do not think that. That is wrong. The Isser Achila, the whole stuff he said at the beginning of Chabura, the Psukim and the Arel and the Ben Ezra, nothing to do with our Gemara whatsoever. The Isser for an Arel to eat, it may be very interesting, but it's a totally separate din from the Psul Machshava. That is what Tosfos Rid says. Now, I'm going to bet that what he continues to say kind of tips his hand, because Tosfos Rid says, I'll prove it to you. So I'll prove to you that there's no relationship between the Isser Achila for the Arel in the Karban Pesach and the Psul Machshava for the Arel. He says, guys, what about all other Karbanos? All our Karbanos, Arel can't eat. Did we ever hear of a Psul Machshava for Arel and other Karbanos? No. So the Rid says, once that's true, just like the Isser Achila of Arel in other Karbanos does not have anything to do with any Psul Machshava, because if you brought a Chatas and you said, Harini Shochet as a Chatas, Almanas for an Arel, that wouldn't be anything. So Huadinami says, by Karban Pesach, the fact that an Arel can't eat it has no connection to a psul machshava. Now, when he does that, he's tipping his hand. Because what does he have to think when he says, oh, just like in Shar Kadshim, there is no relationship between an Isser Arel Ta'it and a psul machshava, must be Hua Dinami for Karban Pasach. Well, he's tipping his hand that he doesn't think that there's anything particularly extraordinary about the Isser Achila for an Arel in the first place. If he thought that the Isser Achila of an Arel was a fundamentally different din, after all, not only can an Arel eat your Karban Pasach, you can't even have an Arel in your Chabura, and the Torah talks about it three times, v'chule v'chule. If he had thought that this is a different Isser Achila, he never could have brought that raya. He comes to the table thinking, there's nothing particularly noteworthy about the Isser Arel Karban Pasach in the first place. And then once that is true, so then that's going to facilitate not thinking there's anything particularly noteworthy about the Psul Machshava, which I think is probably the Shita of the Ri as well. That is the basic view of this whole Mahalach in the Rishonim. Isser Arel is part of Isser Kachm. After all, right, Rabbi Eliezer did darshan the one from the other, right? Tosha v'sachir. He went from Karban Pasach to Sha'ar Kadshim. Once that's true, there's no unique Isser Arel. There's no unique Psul Machshava of Arel. That's coming from Shalala Ochlav. And the reason why you don't have that in other Kadshim is just because, as we said, Karban Pasach, we focus on Achila. So Lu Yitzuyu, there was a Psul of Achila in other Kadshim. You would have one for Karban Pasach as well. But you don't. But the difference between Sha'ar Kadshim and Karban Pesach is not because of how Arel relates to them, it's just because of the old question of Achila that we've talked about many times. Now, I'm not sure if anybody got to see the piece in the Briska Rav in Ma'achalos Asuros, but we should just know before we discuss the Rambam that the Briska Rav points out in Hilchas Ma'achalos Asuros, he has a nice, it's like one Dior Mas over there, that the Rambam very clearly did not lump the Isser Achila of Arel under the Isser Achila of Sha'ar Kadshim. This is very clear. He says the Minchas Chinuch thought that the Rambam did, but he says the Briskers like to, they love the Minchas Chinuch, they also love to beat up on the Minchas Chinuch. So he says, you know, the Minchas Chinuch is just wrong. I'm not sure what he's talking about. He says the Rambam quotes one mitzvah of not eating Truma and Sha'ar Kadshim, and he has one mitzvah of not eating Karban Pesach. He says, these are different dinim. He says, you look in Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam is going through the whole list of lavin, so he quotes the lav of Arel eating Truma and Sha'ar Kadshim. He says, these are different dinim. These are not the same. And the Briska Rav says, it's really very difficult to say the same, because he goes on, he says, right, the fact that an Arel can't be in the Beso and Zachara, Isser Achila for Arel is a unique din in Karban Pesach. So if that's the way you think, and that's the way the Rambam's going to think about the Isser Achila of Arel, that this is a unique Isser, so we would expect, and we'll see the Rambam does think this, that that feeds into the Psul Machshav. Right? So just to take... It could be. I don't think so. The Rambam in the Rambam in Arel, you know, we talk about it forever because he does quote the Gzeir Shabbat, right? He does quote, but yet he clearly thinks that they're different. So I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I think that it's also part of what the Rambam thinks, that Karban Pesach is like totally separate. But Enochem, it could be. So again, just to take one step out, right? Because we're just going to nail down what the Shita of the Tosas and Tosas Rid is, foreseeing the problems and the other approaches. Right, and what are the hanachos which are all going into this? So we went in by saying that the psul machshava of Arel is the exact same as the psul machshava of Shalala Ochlav. What are the consequences of that? Number one consequence is you need to read the Gemara as assuming that Rabba and Rav Chisda only argue about shachat al menas lizrok and not about zrika atzma, because we know that Achila itself, we know that Shalola Ochlav Bizrika is kosher, so we're limiting that into Arel as well. You have to have a second Tanacha about Mechash Me'avod Lavoda, that the Psul isn't the first Avoda, because otherwise how could zrika be good, but shachat almanas lizrok be bad. And now we're proposing that the original hanacha, which is fueling this whole thing, is the Tosas Rid's tie at the beginning of his piece when he says, hey, this is nothing to do with the Isser Achil of Yarel. After all, the Isser Achil of Yarel is just like the Isser Achil of Yarel in all other countries. Okay. Now, this whole pshat does have a couple of problems in Lashon HaGemar. Number one, you know, the Gemara did say, well, what was the argument? If you had a slogan, like, what was the argument of Rabba and Rav Chisda? So in one line, it would be, Yesh or Ein Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. So if you're the Ri, you need a lot of fine print in that line, right? In a world where the Ri, the Tosas Rid, Rabbi Hananel, was writing a Rambam, right, and they're rewriting their own, they're rewriting the Psak, they would not have quoted that line, Bezal Lashon. Because it's not kipshuto, it's not true, right? Ein machshavas arelim bezrika, i.e. ein machshavas arelim be shachat al menas lizra. So you need to do a lot of work with that line. There's also a problem in Svara, because according to Rav Chisda, just why is it that for Rav Chisda, shachat le arelim ulamulim is kasher, right? Miktsas arelim is kasher. That's what the Mishnah said. But shachat almenas lizrok le mulim ul arelim darshins is pasal, right? So
I never.
That was not the top tosis. The top tosis said, do not confuse shachat lemulim ul arelim with shachat lemulim. Here is a blackboard here. Almanashi skaprubo arelim.
Yeah, what do you
right? I am asking. No, I am asking about shachat almanas lizrok le mulim ve arelim.
Oh.
Right. That's the.
Why
is that worse? Why is there a psul of mitzas in shachat almanas lizrok? If this whole thing is just coming from achila, it's a problem.
So
you have to say that it's just gzeras hakasef, right? But it's a very difficult gzeras hakasef. The Rashi Shantz is going to walk into the Zerebi's Beis Medrash and he's not going to learn the Gemara this way. But the Ri will say, okay, live with that. I mean, you know, Rav Ashi is going to come along and we're not going to pass on like Rav Chisda. So the fact that his lamdas in Rav Chisda, so it doesn't, hey, there's one Nikuda, which is a little bit dochak. It's okay. So you live with that, and everything else fits, and Gzeres HaKasev, and we'll pass on like Rav Ashi, so he's not going to lose too much sleep. But that is one problem in that pshat. Gemara. Okay. Now, we should just note the Riva, right? The Riva who talked at the bottom of the Tosos. So it's hard to pin down what the Riva thinks. I don't know if you guys have any Hatzlacha. I really did not. What the Riva thinks about the psul of Arel per se. The Riva's main chap over here was that, or it was a sharp diuk in the Gemara. He said when Rabbi and Rav Chisda argue, so why did the Gemara use that strange lashon of shachat lemulin almenas sheyiskapru bo arelim? Gemaras until now, we've seen Gemaras about shinoi bailim and about machash and avoda lavoda. The Gemara knows how to say shachat almenas lizrok, right? You say he shechted in order to do this rika. Why change the lashon over here from all the other cases in Shas, which are shachat almanas lizrok? We saw one, right? Psachem ayin ches, a number of times. The Gemara always has almanas lizrok. Why here almanas yiskapru bo arelim? Right? He's very bothered by that. And the Riva says, right? This is a very important point the Gemara is making over here, which is that all the psulim of the Mishnah hitainas were where you specifically shechted almanas to feed to somebody else. Right? And he says, almanas to feed you can only have in Shechita. And here the question is whether there is a second track of shechting almanas for the zrika to be a kapara. This is if I shechted almanas to do the zrika with the intent to feed arelim, that would be totally fine because arelim have no shaychus to eating. And zrika, because zrika has no shaychus to eating. So it must be that it was dafka almanas sheyiskap. Now, just a couple of ha'aros from the Riva, which we should note. One ha'ara, I think, very important from the Riva for the previous Gemara. So remember the previous prasugi we did, we discussed Shelo Limnuyav. So what was the big problem that bothered all the Rishonim? What exactly is the difference between Shelo Limnuyav, which the Mishnah made a big deal about, and Shinoi Bailim? What is the difference between shechting for people who are not in the chabura and shechting for people who do not own the carbon? That sounds like exactly the same thing, and we saw Rashi tell us, in Achinami, they are exactly the same thing, and then you have to figure out why it seems like they have some different din. Well, according to the Riva, that question, not only does it not get off the ground, it's like the most awesome thing ever. Because what is a machshava of Shinoi Bailim? Almanas Liskaper, right? Classic Karbanos. It's focused on the Kapara. Shalolim Nuyav and Shalola Ochlav, all these psulim in the Mishnah are focused on doing the Avoda with intent for someone else to eat from the Karban Pesach. So the Riva is going to have very smooth sailing with that basic question. I think some of the Mefarshim point out, he'll be able to explain very easily the Gemara on Samach Beis Mebeis, when the Gemara said, Efshar Levarer. Remember, Shalola Ochlav was Efshar Levarer, and what exactly did that mean? And Rashi had the view that, well, you're going to, when you feed them, we'll see who's being fed or not. Well, for the Riva, that makes a lot of sense, because your Machshava was actually focused on the feeding. Okay.
So would Riva assume that Zrika itself would surely also be a problem?
What do you mean?
We had a question before, but is it only a problem by shechting almanas to get for the Zrika, or Zrika itself also would be?
You're saying in the Shem, in the Shem Arelim. You're saying in the Shem Arelim.
Yeah.
Would he have a... Sorry, Lehiskaper.
You're
saying if you did... So it's hard to pin down. As I said, it's hard to figure out what exactly he thinks about Arel. I hear where you're coming from, and what you're getting at is that there is a basic point in the Riva's Lamdis, which is a little bit funny. It's interesting. It's a little bit funny, which is on the one hand, we're going to emphasize that machshavos of achila can only apply to Shechita. Right? It's the first thing he said. When you're thinking about feeding the guy, that's only relevant to Shechita. On the other hand, now Rabba and Rav Chista are having this machlokas about L'shem Arel, which also seems to be a problem that he cannot eat, and yet his inability to eat seems to create a problem in the Kapara. You know what? And the Riva actually does put the Ochlav and Arelim together. Now I look at it again. Actually, I take it back. I'm not sure. See, here I'm talking about the
what's the question?
The question is that when the on the one hand the Riva is making this basic chilek between Almanas Lechol and Almanas Lehiskaper.
Mm-hmm.
And Almanas Lechol is only relevant to Shechita. And yet, when we have this issue about Almanas Lehiskaper, is the problem for these people that they can't eat it?
I'm not sure I understand the question carefully. Obviously, the problem is because they can't eat it. I mean, their limitation is because they're not Oakland, right?
Right. So if that's true.
The question just is, you're saying, but when your kavana is that they should be miskaper, it's not necessarily that they're lacking in the achila. It's that they can't be miskaper because they somehow are limited in their ability to be part of the chabura because they're not open.
Or they can't, right? They cannot get kapara because they can't eat from it. So when you think it all out, the Riva really seems to be assigning a very large role to Achila in the Karban Pesach,
because he's introducing a whole new sug machshava.
Right, but not
exactly.
So that yes, exactly. So right. So it's two steps.
Exactly.
It's two steps.
The Brisker Rav, which you mentioned 2 weeks ago, thought was untenable.
Right, or the Pigle one. Right.
He thought it was impossible.
So I'm saying I just want to point out, he's doing two things, but he makes this chilek between l'shem achila and l'shem kapara. But even l'shem kapara, if you're not an ochel, you can't get kapara. Right? Thinking for the whatever kapara is, or karban pesach, thinking kapara for non-ochlim, for chista is going to be a problem. So that really, really shows that the Riva is significantly playing up the role of achila in the karban pesach. I mean that's a dion which I'm not gonna have time to get into, but that's the whole dion here in some of the achronim is whether being an arel automatically means, or being an eino ochel automatically means that you cannot be part of the chabura, and there might be differences between them, which we will talk about when we get to the piece in the Chidushei Gran Vegrid at the end. But that's a very, very loaded question. Does being an eino ochel, Does being an Arel mean, and let's say I paid my $10, I bought my way in, I have my stake in the carbon, afal pichin, really I bought in, but afal pichin, I'm not going to be considered a bailim.
I said you cannot get work. You will have to be a presentation.
Beseder, so. And then if I have him in mind for the kapara, that's going to be so bad. No, no, the kapara is from a carbon pesach. In other words, are you suggesting this should be shinoi bailim?
No, you're saying that the riva is a chiddush that chishay for someone who can't get kapara is a problem. But you're saying in that assumption is also that someone who can't eat can't get kapara. I thought that last good, I think it works.
No, but the question is, why should that be a psul? Why should that be a psul? Unless you go to the general world of Shinya Bailam, which it does not seem, we are not. This is not, does not seem like he thinks this is Shinya Bailam.
Where does this new psul come from?
And that, and the answer is going to be because of the importance of achila in the Karban Pesach. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to make. Okay. Now, I mean, this is all very interesting. I don't really think that for the question of Arel, we really can see so much one way or the other for the Riva, but we just, you know, between what he has for us for last sugi about the relationship between Shalolam Nuyev and Shinya Bailim, and this question about achila and having it in mind as you see some of the Gemaras coming down, we need to have it in mind, right? But so let's just go back to refocus. So again, right now we have just this one basic mahalach in the sugya of the Ri and the Tosus Rid and Rabbi Chananel linking arelim and ochlim, and we understand some of the major consequences that come out of that and hanachos that go into it. Now we open up Tosus Shants. We still have to do the chaburas. We've got to talk about Tosus Shants. We'll talk about the Rambam. And I'll talk about some of the farshim of the Rambam. So this is Tosas Shants, literally says, and it's amazing, you know, for those of us who are from the Rav's Beis Medrash and always have thinking of, you know, his description of opening up the Gemara and then having the Shir, and then Rav Chaim comes into the room and the Shach comes into the room and you know, Rashi and Tosas and Rabbeinu Tam are fighting. So literally we have a Tosas Shants and he says, you know, Danti Lefnei Rebbe, right? It's like we're there in the Beis Medrash and the Rashi Shants and the Ri are going at it. And the Rashi Rishon says to the Ri, says this whole way you are learning the Gemara, that Shalo le'ochlim and l'shem arelim are the same thing. And therefore, our whole machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Nevchist, is only about Shachal Amanas Lizrok. Says, I don't buy it. Rashi Rishon says, Danti l'shem Rebbe, and I thought that no. If you think that Shechita Almanas Lizrok is a problem, then Kol Shekein Zerika itself should be a problem. Of course, Zerika for Arelim is bad if you think that Shachat Almanas Lizrok La'arelim is bad. Right? So he's waving the Lashon of the Gemara. In or Yesh Machshaves Ochlim Bi Zerika. Right? That's what the Rashi Shans wants to do. So he breaks this all open. Right? He doesn't totally develop the rest of the sugya, but he just goes on the record and says, I don't think that this is true. It applies it applies to Zrika Atzma. Now, the latent assumption of the Rashi Rishans, and he doesn't write about it, but he writes about the problems of it. But the latent assumption is obviously, if he thinks that there's a problem in Zrika, then he thinks that Psul Arel is different from the Psul of Shelo Le'ochla. This is a different Psul. Now, we know that he thinks that because he has to deal with some of the problems from it. Now, there are two problems of it. One he does not discuss, and one he does. The problem he does not discuss, it is what is the mucker for the psul. If you think that L'shem Arelim is not being derived, like the reset on Samach Aleph and Aleph, from Ish L'fiyachlo, then where is it coming from? Where's it coming from? So, Roshanis does not ask that question on himself. Pashtus is that because he thought the answer to that question was obvious. Where does the psul machshava of L'shem Arelim come from? It comes from Kol Orel Oyochobo, which is an easy way to read the Gemara right here on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. My Zos Ilema de Kula Orla Pasla Mixasalo Pasla Hai Mi Vichol Orel Nafka. Well, the Vichol Orel is telling me about that I need Kulo Orel to be a psul, so that pasla could be creating the psul in the first place. Kol Orel Oyochobo creates a psul of L'shem Arelim. If that's all I had, I would have thought that it applies to and it also tells me that it only applies to Kulo Arel. And then I have Zos to tell me when I have Kol and when I have Mixas. But for the Rashi Shantz, Kol Arel is Hagufa, right? The Pasuk, which is the Isser for Achilas Arel, Gemara is telling you, is also the makor for the psul machshava of Arel. It's a very straightforward way to read the Gemara.
How does the Gemara just jump like that? I mean, is there feeding to Isser machshava? Psul machshava?
I mean, it's difficult to talk about how drushos work, right? So I would just say, when you're getting into how are drushos working and darshin and time of dekra, but the more we think that there is a unique iser achila of arel, so the more we would expect his presence in the machshava to be a problem. So especially I could speculate that kol arel is an unnecessary pasuk because we already have in the pasuk before already told us that he molo kol zachar v'az yakrev laso. So I know that RL can't be there. So could the Kol Arlo Yochabo be coming to us Psul Machshava? Because it's just extraneous? Hard to say exactly, right? But I think he's gonna say that Kol Arl it's the makar for the Psul Machshava and the scope of the Psul Machshava. Let's see what's going on. Now, the question the Rash does ask on himself is, right? Because remember, the Ri had two points. The Ri said, these are a two-way street. The psul of Achila, right, Ishlef Yachlo, was exported to create a psul of Ara. So there the Rashi Shantz is disagreeing, but he does have a problem with that direction, because he can say Kol Aral is the Makar. But what about in the reverse direction? Right? The Ri said, well, just like there's only a psul of kulo and not miktsas from arel because of kolar lo yochabo, that's the makar for ochlim. That if you have ochlim and non-ochlim, that it's kosher. So the Rash Mishans does ask that question on himself, which clearly tells us that he thinks that these are separate psulim. So we're on the right track. He quotes Harach. I don't know who Harach is. One of the Baalei Tosos in the Beis Medrash could have been Rav Chaim Cohen. I don't know. Hard to say. Who I don't really understand what his answer was. It sounded like he was saying that according to Rav Chista in Achinami, that there would be a psul of kulo by ochlim, which I didn't understand what that meant because that's just against the Mishnah. So I don't know what exactly that answer in Tosafot Shatz was supposed to be. But I thought the answer, you could have a very simple answer, which is that it's just a kol shekein. If we really buy into the idea here that there's a separate psul of machshava l'shem arelim, and that this is stemming from the total antithesis or between the world of Karban Pesach and Arel, just like with Chametz. So if in that case we say that Miktsas lo pasal, then Kol Shekein will say that as well for Shalo Lemnuyev and for Shalo Lochlev. Right? That could be one. I think that could be one response. We'll see, I think, from the Gram Magrid, another way of saying it. But it would just be a Kol Shekein. If we really buy into the Chumrah Se'isr, so I don't need them to be the same din. It would just be a Kol Shekein. Maybe. Put that out there. Okay. So that's the Rash Mishams, right? The main thing the Rash does for us in the Sugya is just let us know that we're not crazy if we think that the Hanachos of the Ri and Tosafot Rid are not Mechach. It's not crazy to think of Ariel as a separate psul. The Rashi Shans thinks it's a separate psul. Right? Now, he doesn't give us so much else to work on in terms of developing it, but just that basic point, we can plant our flag and say, okay, there's what to discuss over here, there's what to develop in this other option. But then we get to the Rambam, Hilchos, Karban Pesach, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, the Halig of Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. They're all Halig. This one's like particularly awesome, right? And now everything breaks loose. Right. So the Rambam makes clear that he disagrees with like every single other assumption from the Ri and Tosafot Rid. Everything. Right? So the Rambam says three things. Number one, he says, Zarak lemulim ve'arelim pasal. Shehazrika chamura shehi ikar hakarba. So what did he do over there?
Miktsas
pasal, right? So the Raifid is horrified because the Rambam paskins like Rav Chista. Rav Passan's like Rav Chista against Rav Ashi. Okay, now you look at the Nosei Kalim. The Pashas is that the Rambam is passing like Rav Chista, not like Rav Ashi. And the Nosei Kalim, Al-Atar, and the Rambam all make that assumption. Some of the later Achronim try to fit the Rambam into Rav Ashi, but you look at the Lecha Mishnah, you look at the Kesef Mishnah, you look at Mari Kurkis, they're all saying the Rambam is paskening like Rav Chista, even though the Raivid is horrified about that. The Kesef Mishnah points out that Rav Ashi used the Lashon of Dilma when he said his line in the Gemara. The Lecha Mishnah points out, you go to a couple of places in Shas, you'll see that Rav Ashi's proposal here, that Kol Arel could mean Kol Dehu, so that gets rejected in a couple of other contexts in Shas. One was by Bechor, and what was the other one that he quoted? I don't remember offhand. Did I write it down on the sheet?
20%.
I don't think it do. Right, thank you. Right, exactly. Yeah, Shkayach, right? If 10 people whack somebody, right, and then he dies, so do we say, right, is Kol, right? So is Kol Kol Dehu or not? Can we try 10 people for the murder? And they just did that in that case in the South, right? Where they just in Georgia, right? They just convicted three people of murder. So we pass and you can't do that. There's only one person who can murder, not three. One person who killed him. No singers nefesh kaldu. It's a different case with that, but basic point, right? So that's the question of just Rabba and of Rav Chista and Rav Ashi.
Also pointed out that the answer to the sira by oil wasn't such a great answer.
The Lech HaMishnah saying that? I remember the Mari Korkis said, he's like, it's also very weird to like have a whole Gemara of Rav and Rav Chisda and then just totally throw it out.
Because you redefined the Machlokes.
Exactly. Like, it's just, it's very strange. So I put a check mark next to that because I was happy. It was like refreshing for someone to say. He's like, yeah. From, he has the Kol Dehu piece. You know, he has the Dilma piece. He has the fact that this is just, frankly, a total monkey wrench on left field. Yeah, you go up Shabbat Gemara, you win with Rav Chisda, and then there's a discussion in general who do you pass on, like Rav Chisda or Rav. Okay, so we can we don't have to sweat so much paskening like Rav Chisda. There's what to say over there. However, what did the Rambam also say? He just told us that Zarak Lemu Lemula Reilim Pasal. And then he said, why? Shazrika Chamurak Yikra Carbon. So the Rambam thinks that there is a psul b'sha'as Zrika. Not like the Ri and not like the Tosas Reid who said it's only if you were Shochit. The Rambam says no. Rav Chisda meant it when he said that there is Machshaves Areila B'Zrika. And in fact, in the next line of the Rambam quotes that Lasha that we said before. If the Ri was writing a Rambam, he never would have quoted that line of Yesh Machshaves Areila B'Zrika. Because the Ri has to stuff so much fine print into there, it's not even funny. Right? The Rambam says no. There is a machshava reilim bezrika. Why zrika? Because chaz zrika is the ikar avoda of the karba. Zarak lemulim pasal shari yesh machshava reilim bezrika. And then the Rambam has a line at the end, which is very, very problematic, and that not so much our focus, but we have to mention it because it's here, where shachat al menas lizrok shalola ochlav. So there, the Rambam says kasher velo al labaylim l'shem chova. You know, just a spoiler alert, this is a problem because in general the Rambam seems to have thought that Karban Pasach was all or nothing. It was either Kasher and Gansen or it was Pasal Gamri. This is the one case where the Rambam has a Kasher Velo Allah situation. So it's a problem. Where does he get it from? And it's a problem, what does it actually mean in his general world? But so the Rambam has to have had a different girsa there, right? Which most of the Mevarshim say. Because it's literally black on white, whether it was Yatza or... They say it must have said Lo Yatza de Chavasa. Okay. That, honestly, that problem bothers me less. That problem bothers me less than, for example, you know, just to take one step out, the fact that the Rambam thinks that if you shecht a Pesach l'shem chulin, it is pasul. And the easiest way to understand that is because the Rambam thinks... And this is one of the suggestions that the Or Sameach makes, that the Pesach has to be Pesach Lashem. Rambam is very excited about that drasha, which means if it's not doing its job, it's useless. Even more so than a chatas. So this is a problem for that mahalach. But set that side a piece for now. Now, right? We know the Rambam. What were the hanachas of the Balei Tosas? Balei Tosas thought that Machashim Ne'avoda Lavoda was a psul Ne'avoda Kamaisa. We know the Rambam disagrees, right? Mikdash Dav and Reb Chaim both make this point. Reb Chaim's first piece on our Rambam. The Rambam thinks that Machashim Ne'avoda Lavoda is a problem in the Avoda Basraisa. So he brings that to the table. He can't think that Shachat Almanas Lizrok is a problem in Shechita. It must be a problem in Zrika. And therefore, Zrika itself must be a problem. We also know that the Rambam disagreed with the Hanacha of the Tosas Rid about the relationship between Achilas Arel and Pesach versus Achilas Arel and Shar Kodshim. The Rambam thought it was a separate din. He counted it as a separate mitzvah, the minyan Taryag. He listed it was separate in Hilchos Sanhedrin. There is something different about the Yisra Achila of Arel, right? So he's coming into the whole sugya with different pre-existing hanachos. Now, how do we explain, how can we make these Rambams fit together? So, there are two basic mahalchim in the Achronim. One really from Rav Chaim and the Mikdash David. The other one you have from the Or Sameach and also the Chidushei Hagram de Agbir. And here, second edition of it, beautiful sefer that they put out from the Ksavim of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his son, Yashaber Soloveitchik, which it's called the Chiddush of both of them because it's a beautiful Hagdama says that these ksavim, you know, the Rav never went to yeshiva, right? He learned with his father for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, whatever it was. And so it's just, you can't tell in most of these who the chidushim are from, because they learned the sugya together, and they wrote it up. So, you know, one had a question, one had a terah, it's very nice. So it's the chidushim of both of them, for the most part. Occasionally you have a piece which has a note at the bottom saying, this is from the Grizz, from the Gram. I guess they could tell, you know, the whole handwriting. I don't know how they do that. But anyway, what do they all say? So, Rav Chaim and the Mikdash David go in one basic direction, where they suggest that really what's happening is there is no unique psul of L'Shem Ara. It's not true. What is the problem? The problem is, when do you have Shinui Bailim and when do you not have Shinui Bailim? We know that there's a restriction in the world of Shinui Bailim. You have to be Mechuyav Kapara Kamosa. So if Ruvain's bringing a Chatas and the Kohen Shechts it L'Shem Shimon, so the Mishnah and Zvachim did tell us that Shinui Bailim and Chatas was possible, but there's a huge Tanai. It's only going to be possible if Shimon also had eaten Chelev B'Shogeg, and Shimon also had to bring a Chatas. If he's not Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso, the Karban Chatas is not possible. The Rambam's Psak and Psula Mekdashin is that this Chatas will be Kasher V'lo Ala L'Bailim L'Shem Chov.
Doesn't have to be the same Chatas.
Does not need to be the same chet. Just needs to be, I think. I think it just needs to be as a chi of chatas. I think it just needs to be as a chi of chatas. So what's the story with our orel and our eno ochel? The Rambam said, shachat almanas lizrok for an orel is pasul, but shachat almanas lizrok for someone who's eno ochel is kasher velo olal labayli. So Mekdashtav and the Rav Chaim think that that line of Kashav al Labailim is our clue that we should not be thinking in terms of a relus and unique psul. No. We should be thinking about Shinoi Bailim. Because here's why the Zrika la'ochlav is Kashav al-Labailim. He is Mufka from Karban Pesach. He can't eat it. If he can't eat it, they assume he cannot be in the Chabura. He's not part of the Karban Pesach. Rav Chaim has a very interesting discussion about the difference between Bailus and Minui, and could we split them depending on at what stage different Psulim kick in. It's worth going through. But the bottom line for us is they assume someone who is an Eino Ochel is the equivalent of Eino Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. And therefore, when you do the Shechita Almanas Lizrok for him, it's Kasha V'Lawala. Now, why Dafka Shachat Almanas Lizrok or Zrika? Why not Kabbalah or Holacha or Shechita? Because we're talking about the Psul of Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim is focused on Zrika.
It would apply by Kabbalah Almanas Lizrok.
It would apply for Kabbalah Almanas Lizrok, presumably, right? If you did Kabbalah Almanas Lizrok for an Eino Ochel, so it's going to be Kasher Velo Allah, because this is just the classic case of Shinui Bailim for someone who's not Nuchiv Kapara Kamoso. So what? Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. I think. I have to go through Chaim again more carefully to look at the different stages, because I think
like
it is a little bit more complicated.
The Minui is Mufka from
Nachal.
Even if the Minui was Chal at one stage, the Minui is going to be undermined if B'Shas Shechita, the person is not Roy Lachiva.
Yeah, but on the details of that, I have to go through it again.
There's
a bit of a complicated judgment.
A couple of weeks ago, and we got stuck on it a little bit because the Rambam himself, in the context of a Kapura, did not sound exactly like this, right? We had a problem with this because the Mashmos of the Rambam was to distinguish between Shalom Menuyav and Shalom Bailo.
Yeah.
So we I don't know if we have a better Mahalak today than we had a couple of weeks ago.
So there are big problems. I just want to spell out, what's beautiful about it is that it answers the chilek between Ochlim and Arelim beautifully. I mean, it's on that, it's fantastic. Why is, and there's something else beautiful also, Now, okay, Beseder. So we said Shachal Amanas Lizrok L'Shem Arelim is Kashva L'Bailim because that's Shinu Bailim for Enam Achiv Karakamosa. So what about RL? Why is RL Pasul? Shouldn't RL be Enam Achiv Karakamosa? Exactly. He holds a Fawad. The exact opposite of everything I said before. We say, the Rosh Mishans and Psukim and RL is Mufka. No, RL is less Mufka because, hello, Hawil. And the Ravid, this is going to answer up the Ravid too. The Rambam Paskins like Rav Ashi. So Lecha Mishnah on the Mari Korkis and the Kesef Mishnah on the Ravid who are all sweating, Rabin Rav Chista. Boom, goes away. The Rambam Paskins like Rav Ashi. The question about La'ochlev and Shalol La'ochlev and Kashra La'bailim. Boom, goes away. Because all you have to do is put two words into this Rambam and it all fits together beautifully. Shinui Bailim, and suddenly what seems like a whole mess of a Rambam fits like a glove. Right? It's amazing. Amazing. Arelim are possible because Howell, since he could, call Phil Karras on the phone any minute, get a bris milah, and he's good to go, he is not Mufka from Karban Pesach. So he is Mechuyev Kapara Kamoso. He's Mechuyev Kapara Kamoso. So if you shacht it for him in mind, even though he plans on being an RL for the rest of his life, Zegzin, Biga benched, he is Mechuyev Kapara Kamoso. So when you have him in mind, that is Shinoi Bailin. You have the Ochel in mind, it's not Shinoi Bailin, because try as he might, man's got no teeth, he's got no jaw, it's not going down. It's not going to work. Yeah, game's over.
The difficulty with that, though, honestly, on that last point is, we don't know if Cholim and Skenim, these people are irreversibly unable to eat, right? If the Chola...
But this Karban Pesach, he's out for this Karban. This year, he's out. He's out for this year. He's on injured reserve. He was carted off the field.
I think maybe what you need to say is that it's more fundamental, that there is perhaps even, like the Gemara, it's not just that whole the guy can be misakin himself, it's that there is an imperative that's incumbent upon him. There's a chiyuv to mal himself, and therefore there's this expectation that he's going to do that, whereas in the case of the chola, maybe not. There's nothing.
If the whole could get better, the probably be chiyuv animals could get better.
No, if all he needed was some Advil.
Right.
So that's an interesting question. It goes back a little bit to the discussion we saw about Rashi in the Sugya. Right, is there Hawil for Rashi who thinks that he's an RL because Mesu Achav Machas Mila?
Exactly. Because therefore, on the one hand, the Chiyuv exists, but there's a Ptur because of the Onus.
Right. We'll think about that.
What?
Well, Tamei, there's not much. If he's a time-bound guy, there's nothing he can do about it.
So he just touched on the bill this morning. Or message. So he could go to the middle. He tore by night.
We haven't gotten to Tame yet, but and it's going to come up like in the later Gemaras. But isn't he? I don't know. He doesn't have to. I'm not sure. Wait, I've got to think about that. But that'll come up. We'll talk about it a little bit in a second from Yor Sameach. Now this has two problems. One problem, which the footnotes of the Mikdash Shavit points out. I mean, I don't need him. It's like obvious. This doesn't really fit in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says yesh, why zrika? Well, zrika chamura shehi ikara karban. The Rambam should have said, no, we care about zrika because shina bailim. So it doesn't really fit what the Rambam is trying to say. The bigger problem, and it's mamash apella that Mikdash Shavit and Reb Chaim don't armisachis to this, is that they plug into the Rambam the classic havana of shina bailim, that shina bailim is only a psul in zrika. But we saw in several places, Mishnah Melech knew about it, Mishnah Melech said it, it's black and white in Meister Kabanos, Psalm Mikdash Nir Gimel, Psalm Mikdash Nir Tesvav, in several places. But the other thing about Shina Bailim applies in all Dalar Vodos. Once you think that Shina Bailim applies in all Dalar Vodos, there's no way. There's no way to make this pshat work in the realm here in Beis Vav. Doesn't work. So that's a problem. It's Arachin, and we will have to ask about it one day. So let's close by talking about the Or Sameach and the Gran Vagrid. Because they say no. What is going on here is not Shiva. And by the other beautiful thing about Rabbi Chaim Mikdash David is that it explains why Miktsas is possible. Miktsas is possible because that's just Shina Baila. It cleans up so many things, but it just that piece about Shina Bailim and the Zrika, it's a killer. It's mamash a killer. The Or Sameach and the Gran Vagrid, so they both say that what's happening here in the Rambam is he thinks that there is a unique psul of Arel. They both say this a little bit differently. They both have important Arels to make, and there's a lot more to say about, especially the Gran Vagrid, there's more to say about, but just say the pieces Bekitzer. The Or Sameach has a very strong formulation about the difference between all the psulim of Shalola Ochlav, which are focused on Shchita, because Shchita is the matir for Achila, and those have no shaychus at all to Zrika whatsoever, because Zrika is not the matir for the Achila. Now, this is a little bit of a complicated idea, but it's very important, because you might ask, for just Tam Nishcha, we need to have this in mind. You might ask, wait a second, what do you mean Zrika is not a matir for the Achila? When am I allowed to eat a carbon? After the Zrika. So what do you mean the Zrika is not a matir for the carbon? So Rav Sameach explains, no. The Zrika is not a matir on the carbon, it is an oser on the carbon. Meaning, you cannot eat the meat, right? The need to do Zrika is creating an iser in the carbon. Those are very different ideas. Shchita means carbon, right? You have an animal is treif. Shchita transforms it from being treif into being mutter. But then Zrika then says, hold on a second, you cannot eat this matir carbon until the Shulchan Gavah gets its piece instead. That is not a matir on the basar. That is something which is keeping it from being permitted. It's a subtle point, but it's a very, very important point. Zrika is not a matir for basar. It's just you need to check off this box before you are going to be allowed to eat it. Fundamentally, the basar should be matir. You did the matir. The shechita was the matir. You did the matir. I did everything I needed to. But before I can go eat it, I have to take care of something else. But that's not considered a matir. That the Or Sameach writes he writes that out there. Right? So now, Or Sameach says, let's talk about Arelim versus Ochlim. And Or Sameach says that there is a basic chilek between them. Someone who just has a toothache is what he calls a ben hartza'a on the carbon pesach. He's a ben hartza'a. He can't fulfill the mitzvah, but he's not mufka from the whole world of carbon pesach. And that's why if you did the zrika for him, that would be okay. Because his only problem is an achila problem, and that's only relevant to shchita. The Gavra Eino Ochel, we'd love him to bring the carbon pesach. He can't do it this year because the man doesn't have any teeth. Masha'in came the Arel. The Arel is not just somebody who can't eat, who can't fulfill the mitzvah. The Arel is someone who is mufka from the whole carbon. He is a lav bar hartza'ah. And therefore, when you do the zrika for him, that is a ritzui problem. Not only an achila problem, it is a ritzui problem. And he has an amazing proof for this. In Gemara and Samach Tess, we're going to quote Rabbi Eliezer. This is one piece about Tame. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says that Tame b'zayin shalo. So, right, the Erev Pesach, he's still Tame. But come nightfall, he'll be able to partake in the carbon, because all he needs is Harav Shemesh. So, Rabbi Eliezer has a chiddush that he can be mekuyim his mitzvah, mekayim his mitzvah, and not need a Pesach Sheni if his money in the Chabura, even when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Now, since Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, L'maisa is not going to get a Hazah. It is impossible for him to become Tameh. L'maisa, he can't become Tar L'maisa, because we're not going to be Matar him on Shabbos. But since fundamentally he could have become, if Erev Pesach had been a Tuesday, he could have become Tahor, so he can become he's going to fulfill, he can be become his mitzvah of Pesach this even on Shabbos. Okay. So, Baal Yatosos are very bothered with Rabbi Eliezer, because this whole discussion, Rabbi Eliezer is having this whole discussion of Hoyle, but hold on a second. What about an Arel? according to Eliezer, that if we're even going to say that Tameh and Zayin Shelo can, if he can be money, and then even if he doesn't, right, Lamaisa, because Lamaisa, the guy didn't get Tahor. Lamaisa, the guy didn't get Tahor, but he still could be money in the Pesach. So that sounds like it's working through Hoil. And Hoil, the Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer, is that you have Hoil even when it was practically impossible. Right? But since, in theory, he could have gotten become Tahor, that's enough for him to be money in the Karban Pesach. So the Bali Tosas say, what on earth is Rabbi Eliezer talking about? This is a Tana and Tapela because Orel has Hoil. Once he's going to allow Tameh B'Zayin Shelo to be money in the Chabura because of Hoil, Arul is mamash the exact same thing. And it shouldn't matter if he gets a bris milah or not, just like it shouldn't matter if the Tameh becomes Tahor or not. So Doros HaMeach says, no, Lishitasam. Tosus was Lishitasam, and then they have a problem with this. But the Rambam is going to sail straight through Rabbi Eliezer, because what is the Rambam going to say about Arel? You can't compare Arel to this guy who just didn't get his Hazah. It's not just a lack of Tahora, which is a problem here. The Etzem Arelus is a posel. So you can't say Hoil. What do you mean Hoil? He's Arla. It's Mius. It's disgusting. He's Mufka from Karban Pesach as long as he has this year. In theory, you could get rid of it. Yeah, but who cares? He is an Arl, and that's Mafkia him from Karban Pesach, and that is why Rabbi Eliezer is never going to have any comparison between Tameh and Arl. Right? For the Arl, it's not the lack of Mila, it's the presence of Arelus, which is the Hafka. Now, what gets a little bit dicey is then he gets into the details of Shechita and Zrika. Take a look at the piece. So Yerushalmiach in general seems to be a very big fan of the Rimi Orleans. Or Orleon, who thought in the sugya of Shechita Avodahi that Shechita is mamish just for Heter Basar, which doesn't really seem to be the view of the Rambam, but the Rosh Hashanah uses that to try to explain why there's only a psul of Miktas in Zrika, but not for Shechita. In other words, he explains that, why is Zrika is there a psul of Miktas and Shechita does not? Well, he does that by playing down Shechita. The problem is the Rambam himself does not seem to play down Shechita, and the Rambam here in Beis Vav, did the Rambam explain Miktas by playing down Shechita? No, right? He played up Zrika. So that's a bit of a problem. But for the most part, the Yerushalmiach, I think, was amazing. He opened up the piece in the Chiddushei HaGram VeHagrid, and he learns the sugya very similarly. He has a couple of amazing points. One really interesting point about Achila and Karban Pesach, which I'll leave for another time, but just the one yesod that he has black on white, which we need to absorb in this sugya. He says we just need to go back. You know, whenever we talk about lishma, we always need to think about that foundational chakira of the Briska Rav. Is shalom lishma a lack of hechsher, or is it an active posel? So the Gemara Greid, they say that for the most part that is exactly the difference between shuni kodesh and shuni bailim. And Shalol Ochlov, Shalol Menuyev. Shalol, Shina Bailam, Shina Kodesh, you have a posel. You are bringing in Shimon where it doesn't belong. You're bringing in Lashem Ola where it doesn't belong. And that's going to kill the Karban, the comparison to Pigul and everything else that we saw with the Rambam, that it's a posel. Shalol Ochlov, Shalol Menuyev, the problem is not that it's a posel. They said the problem is you just have a lack of what you needed. The Pesach needed to be brought for Achila, for Ochlim. You didn't do it. You didn't come through. That's why Miktas is going to be fine. Because I have my Ochlin. I have other guys that don't belong. That's not a problem. Miktas is a problem for Poslin. Miktas is not a problem for just a lack of Hechsher. And suddenly they say, Hagufa on this point is where Lashem Arel is different from Ochlim and Menuyim. Because not only is Lashem Arel a different, right, not only is it separate from Lashem Ochlim, it is fundamentally different from Lashem Ochlim. Lashem Ochlim was just, I need to have Ochlim in mind. And if I don't have them in mind, that's unfortunate. Lashem Arelim is a posel. The presence of Arelim is going to kill your Karban Pesach. That's why Miktas is a problem for Arelim. That's probably why, according to the Chiddushei HaGram VeHagrid, they don't say this, but it makes sense, right? The problem that bothered the Rosh Mishnas, the raya for the different Tosos, right, close to this point, was that they must be the same, because otherwise, mehechatesi, that miktsas is kosher for ochlim and menuyin. I need to learn it from Arelin, right? That's what the Re said. And the Rosh was bothered by that. But I think we say for the Rambam, I think the Rabbi and the Rav Moshe would say, is Adarab. I don't need a makor to save miktsas in ochlim and menuyim. Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. You need a makor that it's a problem. If this is just a, I need it to be l'shem ochlim, I need it to be l'shem menuyim, and that's what the Torah told me when it said, ish l'fi yachlo. I need ochlim there. That's what the Torah said when it said, tachosu. You need to have menuyim there. I have them. You want the presence of enam ochlim, the presence of enam menuyim, to be a posel? I don't need a makar to say that's wrong. You need a makar to say that that's true, and you don't have one. So I don't need to learn from a reilim. There's just, since these are fundamentally different psulim, the way that menuyim and ochlim works, it doesn't even get off the ground. I never would have had the havamina. Okay, so I think we bring that all back to the Rambam, and then the last piece is that and he doesn't really tie this in, but why the difference between zrika and shchita? So then we need to get into gzeras hakasos, right? As to why this, you know, as opposed to, let's say, the classic psule machshava of shine kodesh and shine bailim, which apply to all four avodos, especially for the Rambam. Okay, the Gemara in Zvachim darshind makoros that those should exist for all four avodos. Gzeras hakasos, we only have that as a psul in shchita be kulo and in zrika be miktsas. Okay, so that's the gzeras hakasos. Why is that true? So this mahalach does not explain why that's true. There you need to be left with gzeras hakasos. That's just, those are the makoros that we have. Mashenkim, the hezberim of Rav Chaim and Mikdash David, which explain the details very nicely. And Yer Sameach, who tries, the Rosh and the Brisker and the Rav do not. But it does seem to really hold together very well into the Rambam. So the bottom line is that we come out with two basic understandings of L'shem Ara. On the one hand, it could just be another example of Shalol Ochlav, Balitosis, Tosis Rid, and then all the Hanachos going into that and the you know, Tosos going out, Mashenki on the other side, the Rashi Shantz, and especially the Rambam. If you think that this is a special psul machshava, really rooted in the relationship between Orel and Karban Pesach, so then you can explain that this is fundamentally a posel, not just a lack of hachshir, and it's really fundamentally different from the other psulim in the Mishnah. Okay.